Hey, it is Monday, and welcome to Motivational Monday. This is LaShawn Wells with Right Choice Coaching, and I got a question. When is your birthday? I'm only asking it rhetorically because I just celebrated my 60th, 6-0. Man, I can't even believe it. 6-0, 6 decades. I've actually lived in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 10s, the 20s. And it's amazing. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. So I'm blessed beyond measure. Yeah, I don't have all the money I've dreamed of making. I don't drive the car that I'm wanting to drive right now. My wife drives the car she wants, so that's cool. But man, I am blessed. I'm healthy. I'm here. And my question to you is, how important is your birthday? And this was 6-0, so it was special in terms of the age and the number. And you know, my wife turned 60 in May, and we're planning to do something bigger for both of us in the summer when I'm out of school, work's, you know, slowed down and all that good stuff. But my question really is, how do you spend your birthdays? My wife said something to me the other night, the evening of my birthday, after we got back from the MJ Musico and dinner and a couple breweries we stopped in on. But the question, or the comment, she said, wow, she says, your mom must have really made you and your sister's birthday special because you guys love your day. And it's true. But I don't remember specifically what moms did, and I just talked to her about 2 minutes ago about this very thing. But what she did say, even today, and she, I remember growing up hearing this, without that day, you don't exist. So it is the most important day of your life. And for whatever reason, God brought you to the world on that day. So honor him. And really celebrate that day. And so I think she made an attempt to do that and make it special for us. And now I'm not like quite like sis. She, the whole month of May is her birthday, regardless of anybody else or anybody else's birthday or Mother's Day or anything. But I'm not quite like that. But on the 17th of February, I do enjoy just really contemplating what that day means, because I'm here and I don't need a bunch of stuff and I don't expect a bunch of stuff. I do like gifts. That's my love language. But the fact that God would take me out of all the people in the world and put me on this earth on February the 17th, 1964, means a lot, not just to me, but it means a lot to him. And I don't have to know his reasons, but I know it means a lot. So whatever your birthday is, enjoy it, but enjoy it from the perspective that it's important enough to God to create you on that day. Peace and blessings. Talk to you later.